The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Well, none of us were right.
Yeah, we were trying to guess what music Gary was going to bring us back in.
Something from Beetlejuice? Was it going to be that Champagne Supernova song? Was it?
Well,
what is this?
That's the theme to Lost in Space.
Yeah.
Ah. We are exploring the edges of our universe now with Dr. Sky. One of the things I always, it's just curious minds want to know. This is kind of where my brain lives. But I'll tell you, my brain was seriously, seriously impacted within the last 10 days. I bought Jennifer a red velvet covered heart-shaped chocolate box.
Big one.
A big box. And I brought it home. Well, the whole thing about that is when you open it, you don't know what you're going to get. Do you know, Romy, they now include roadmaps as to exactly what's in every... I mean, you open the box and they tell you exactly where to go for the caramel, the raspberry cream, the molasses chew.
So I had to take them all out.
This is,
and put them in a mason jar so that he'd be happy, so he didn't know what he was getting.
This is unbelievable.
You could have just thrown that away.
I guess I could have. We're here with Dr. Sky. And I wanted to talk a little bit. We've talked about this star that's 1,300 times larger than our sun that's about ready to go supernova. But closer to home, we've also got a meteorite that kind of, we hope, left kind of a debris field somewhere between Yarnell and Prescott, similar to the one that left a debris field over in the White Mountain Apache Indian Reservation about 3 years ago. Dr. Sky, let's go look for it. Let's go get it.
Absolutely, Rosie. Hey, let's go Dateline Sunday the 16th of February, 7:20 in the morning. People in Prescott and the areas around it were calling the local police saying they heard an incredible sonic boom. Many people who were out, just as dawn was breaking, they saw this big streak of light in the sky. And the story goes that there was a second boom heard Tuesday night. But what was this? Well, obviously, astronomers say that this is more than likely a small meteor. When it hits the ground, it would become a meteorite, but maybe on the size of a grapefruit or maybe even the size of a basketball, but I doubt that big. But let's go back to the other one over the White Mountains. Back on June 2nd, 2016, this is a fascinating story, an object traveling about 40,000 miles per hour. People on their little ring cameras and their little private security cameras are seeing this incredible flash of light across the sky. The story goes that ASU and their great meteorite hunters actually got permission from the tribal nation to go out there and do some searches. But what's amazing, only about 132 hours later, lo and behold, out in the middle of nowhere, let's say, they find 15 pieces of that particular object. Now, that's incredible in itself. And they'll always belong to the tribal nation, okay, but they've loaned them over to ASU. And the 15 pieces have a beautiful name, and they're known as the Sibiku Star Rocks.
I love it.
And this is amazing. But, Rosie, this is incredible because these things that come out of the sky, once they either explode, because a lot of these meteors, before they hit the ground, there's all different types. Time doesn't permit to go into the deep science, but nickel iron, and then there's these stony-type meteorites that are a composition of stone-like material, you know, less dense than metal. And what happens when they come through the atmosphere, simply they vibrate. Frictional forces make them explode or disintegrate. And the point is that around these events, there's this strewn field. That's the technical name. So folks are actually searching for these particles. How would you identify one? Well, the simple answer is something that has a dark burnt crust on it, something that would be at least somewhat magnetic. And obviously, if you saw the thing fall, it would be hot to the touch. So don't try that. But the point is, there's so many of these that happen around the world, and it seems like for some strange reason, nobody can figure out why, we're seeing, and it's probably due to the high technology, when we track so many of these near-Earth asteroids, there's about 2,018 of those.
Wow.
Millions and millions of other asteroids. But this is a common occurrence now. It's not as strange as you think. I remember watching my first fireball back in the New York area back in 1966, and I kid you not, Rosie, even though my mind was a lot younger and my reflections and memories are not perfect. I remember seeing this thing bright as like half a moon, and it went overhead, and I heard it sizzling like you had bacon on the grill
Wow.
So these objects from space are incredible. So I hope they find these. And the best of luck to those that do it. And if you do find them, and it's on, you know,
is it finders keepers?
Well, that's a technical question. I'm not a meteorite lawyer. I think we need a meteorite lawyer here. But the simple answer is, if you're out on open land and you find it, and you had, let's say, permission from somebody, a farmer in a field or something, well, maybe you'd be nice enough to split the thing with the person. But the point is, generally, you, if the finder, is the owner. And there's people that have actually found these. I remember in El Paso, Texas, maybe 10 years ago, something hit in the driveway and landed in the street. And there was an argument as to whether or not the homeowner had right to keep it in the street, because that was where Wow. the property line ended. So it's a fascinating story. But let me say this. Some of these are worth an incredible amount of money. And then on the other side of the coin, some of them are not even as valuable in far as dollars, but we don't search for them just because of the dollar value. It's just the uniqueness and the science of it, I would hope, too.
Oh, I haven't heard a sonic boom since about 1966. We're going to be back with Dr. Sky after this short bottom of the hour break, and we're going to be talking about the world of astrobiology, the question of whether extraterrestrial life exists. They have now recorded radio signals with a regular pattern originating in deep space. Oh, curious minds want to know.